Blog Talk Radio. Beat Suit Radio.
Straight up, once again, from the East Side Story movie soundtrack, the first single, video out right now. You go check out the video on YouTube. Love of the block. I'm sitting here writing something. You know, it's hard for me. I'm trying to write
y'all
something.
Y'all can even check that video out
time.
On the East Side Story Facebook page, too.
Yep, go to the East Side Story Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? Love of the block. More money popping.
Right here, fire. Beast Blue Radio, y'all.
Oh, these niggas think it's a game. I got a certain thing. I want my spot back.
This is for the love of the block. The love of the block.
I want my spot back.
The love of the block. Nigga, this is for the love of the block. The love of the block. The love of the block.
Gummy for my money, run me out the park, but I'm pissy off the rummy. Think about my money, 028 pick, niggas can't compete. Niggas up the block, trying to bring their work up the street, cause the nigga heat. Niggas wanna eat on my block, trying to take my kindness for weak, but it's going down now. I'm loading up the shit, dump the hollows, load the rhinos, make a nigga blood pressure drop. Turn them albino, leave the block hot all night like Lionel. Richie, stash the burner, keep the finger trigger itchy, just in case a nigga wanna twist me. Your nigga trying to hit me and I ain't on point. It's like you're standing on Madison without no joint. And you're robbing niggas, wanted by a whole fucking mob of niggas. Conversation short when they try to stop a nigga. Fuck that, niggas wanna bust, you trying to fuck back and hit something. Watch a nigga drop with a shit jump and shit something. 50 rounds about to split something, rip something. The mortician gon' have to fix something, dig something. We ain't frontin', we head hunting. Bumping in the bend, seat sunken on some high shit, ready to die shit. Campbell and Tyler playing some guy shit.
For the love of the block, I'ma stay bustin' heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, 4 pipes for the turbo. For the love of the block, I'ma stay bustin' heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, 4 pipes for the turbo.
These two radio.
Hot to death.
You know, that's a little sample, man.
Fire right there.
Gotta go see the video. Check out YouTube.
Video's fire.
No doubt. More money. Love of the block. Fire. Check it out. Make sure you do that.
Also, East Harlem style right
East
there.
East Harlem, yeah. Definitely from the East Side Story. Movie soundtrack coming to theaters, DVD, everything coming to a hood, coming to a grocery store, coming through a bodega, coming through the weed spot, coming through the hairdresser, LaQuana, she going to have some copies, barbershop going to have some copies, the liquor store going to have some copies, the Arab dudes going to have some copies, everybody going to have some copies. You're going to see that movie everywhere. You're going to be able to go buy you some chicken wings and french fries and order the movie East Side Story right out the Chinese restaurant.
Right
that's
out the Chinese
that's how distribution is going with this right now.
And if straight you order $30 and better, and say Beef 2 Radio, you might get a copy.
No, but real talk, once the movie drops, the first 20 people that call in,
straight up,
I'm giving them a free copy. Free copy. First 20 people that call in get a free copy of the movie East Side Story. You'd be the first one, or might even get a free guest to the private screening. You know what I mean?
Now that's hot right
might
there.
Even be, because we got a private screening going down. Might even be a guest at the private screening of the movie. Who knows? Depending on how we feel.
Nah, that's a good idea. We can run that on the show. You know what I'm saying? We're giving out a certain amount of tickets. Yeah, that's a good idea, Sue.
Well, topic of today anyway is, you know what the topic of the day is?
Topic of the day
is about, I don't know, it's about, I'm not going to use the word, but I'm just going to say about Allen West. For those of y'all that don't know who Allen West is, he's a Republican congressman, Allen West, out of Florida.
Don't skip out on a total description. He's a black Republican.
Well, if you
out of Florida. I mean, it matters.
If you look at the color, but he doesn't
It's not the point that he's a Republican. A Republican, Democrat, you have what you feel, what you feel, but it's the way you go about being.
I don't even think he's a black Republican no more. I think he got a dose of, okay, you're black. He lost his election, right? Now, when he was running his election, he could help them out. He could do a whole bunch of stuff with them, you know what I mean, for them, be their little, you know. I mean, because you know why I'm making this comment? Because he has said he want to take us out of the plantation fields and the slave mines.
Yeah.
This was a comment that he made about black people, you know, saying the way, you know, that I guess the people that's on, about people in the inner cities, basically, you know what I mean? Now, you want to take us out the plantation, but brother, you got to come out the big house. He's in the big house. And he's typically in the big house. He's so in the big house, he doesn't understand. But now he's getting ready to come back to the field because he lost his position.
See,
now he's going to find out he's black.
See, to break it down, it's not only that he's a black Republican, it's just the stuff he say about us as, you know, black people and as a people that is, he's with Romney. There's 47%. He believes that half of them, America,
is
in plantation and slave mode, and they just want to live off the land, live off the government.
See, you know, there's one thing about being Republican, but he's extreme.
Like, he's extreme against his own.
You know what I mean? He's extremely right. And, you know, he thanked his supporters on his Facebook page Monday for standing with him. Guardians of America honor. As he continued his contest, his Florida to contest, you know, the Florida House race, despite the state declaring that his opponent is the winner. He's a sore loser right now.
Oh yeah, he's trying to get them to recount everything. Listen, this is how it goes down. Like Stu said, he was in motion and mode when the Republican was all going. They had a nice color figure in there, riling up the color figures that are in a big house with him. And now the team lost. So now they're not even thinking about him right now. He's lost. He lost his bid. Romney lost his bid. Now he's a sore loser. Don't want to lose. He won't contest. He won't do nothing.
And that is a shameful way to go. That you don't want to contest. You want to.
All that he was popping.
Like, and let me see his pictures. Let me see his face. You know, they using him. They said, man, you know, because there's a couple of them.
You can tell they're using him.
All right. Listen.
This man got a straight-up flat top.
He's saying that the voter suppression thing that Florida did, he's a Republican now, y'all, hurted him. and it's funny, man. It's funny because this
What's
guy
funny
is
funny
like,
is they felt like people should have been, like the whole system should change just for this one vote. But now that the system didn't change and the system stayed the way it has already been running, we did something. We suppressed the vote on them. Like, that's amazing.
The state of Florida has certified Democrat Patrick Murphy as the winner on Saturday, following the recount of early ballots that put Murphy far ahead of West to avoid another automatic recount. West, a freshman congressman and the Tea Party favorite, mind y'all, you understand, he's a favorite of the Tea Party. He refused to concede the race. The former career, he's an Army officer and a conservative firebrand, demand a recount after the swing vote on election night, which he was leading the Democratic challenger. By roughly 2,000 votes, then he trailed by 2,400 votes 35 minutes later. So he's basically trying to say, how was I winning? And they just came in this, and that's how it was with Romney. Romney was up ahead of Obama there, bang, bang, to the boogie. See, the Republican states, y'all knew y'all was racist. I'll be honest with you. The Republican states, y'all was racist, so y'all had things, and y'all didn't have no voter suppression that y'all posed. So y'all got the vote earlier. Everybody else in Florida, they had to wait, man. You know what you and your boy did, Mr. West.
It's crazy because you live amongst people and you don't want nobody else to have a fair life but you. Like, it's not even about Republican or Democrat. You just really don't want nobody else to get a fair shot at all. That's the problem.
His quote was, I'm deeply troubled by the vote procedure issues emanating from the St. Louis County. Wes wrote on his Facebook page earlier. He wrote on a Facebook page. He went to Facebook. I can't figure. It's inconsolable to me to witness what is transpiring right before your eyes. I'm about ready to cry. They're about ready to make me a dip. Because you know what? He's going back to the field. This is what it is. He's going back to the field. He's going back to the field. It's inconsolable to him. You know what I'm saying? What could he say?
Well, you win. And then you coming in there dissing everybody. Listen, the Republicans need to realize that this change.
Now, the thing that I find him funny to say that, he says, there's not a buck. They asked him on the news. They asked him, do he feel he's entitled to a recount? He said, I'm not entitled to anything. This is the people's seat. The people have the right to da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, the people voted your Uncle Tom ass out. Understand? All right, it was a close race.
It wasn't even close. They said the other guy passed him.
But he's trying to say it was a close. I mean, I guess if you call losing by 3,000 votes close, I guess in a race election of 3,000 votes, but that's what he lost by.
They counted his ballot in a few times first. Then when it started popping in that these we want a different man in here. This guy crazy.
He is crazy.
He's
man.
Super extreme against everything. I mean, like, he goes super extreme. Talking about everybody's on the plantation. He want to move them from the plantation.
See, the Tea Party's going to let him be.
Stuff like
and he can't
deep,
come home.
Deep far.
And that's the reality of what his life is right now. And it's the truth. It's the truth. He went so far right that now he doesn't have no power or position. He's going to find out he's a black man in America.
He's going to find out
he's a black man. He got kicked out the big house. And he was just talking about, this is a plantation mindset. Well, you know what? You better go learn, meet some people on the plantation because you're about ready to be here with the rest of the people, Jack.
That's crazy, though.
And I doubt if he ever get an office again.
I doubt if he ever come in office again. Now he's going to realize he's a black man.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man, that's just some crazy stuff. It's just crazy how things happen, man. Crazy.
Well, I'm going to get into some music, man. This next song is kind of Bugs, OG homie. I'm in Arkansas Boat, out of Arkansas.
Right.
You know, right? It's kind of deep. He OG, too. True OG out of Arkansas. Check this joint out right here, y'all. Beef Stew Radio. Let's get it. Real tight. Oh. I made a mistake. See, I'm in here eating over trying not to mess up my turntables. But here we go, y'all.
Hey, my nigga, if you gonna do that. But I'm telling you, they watching you, so you better be careful out there, nigga. Hey. My niggas blessing things, lives with crack, just to feed their kids, man, and to get their lives on track. Cooking and rocking and chopping, yeah, I'm talking that hard shit. It's a shame an easy game can bring a man many hardships. My boys flip birds and they know when they wrong. Jobs are hard to obtain with the felony, so it's on. Forced to do things, but money that they making ain't legal. Niggas stay on the run forever, dodging them people. T-shirt over your face so nobody could see who. Working that corner trying to eat by selling that evil. Spending your days cutting through them alleys and fields, and jealous niggas that got caught up in the cutting them deals, squilling like pigs, just so they can shorten their time. Now the pigs watching you trying to shorten your grind. Man, don't be out flashing and flogging, I'm telling you, cause you never know what them people binoculars register. There go them people. Pass interference, funny cats who hate blacks and issue time just to halt the money stack.
There go them people.
The ones that make you hop the fence, fool, and catch your homeboy and turn his snitching ass against you.
There go them people.
Whoop, whoop. Them blue lights flash, and if they crooked while you running, they'll put one in your ass.
There go them people.
To my hustler niggas, do what you got to keep. Keeping an eye out for them people, cause believe me, they watch. Well, look at there, they go them jump out boys. They got them jump out toys, high powered machinery, nigga, and they pump out noise. About to kick in your doorway, they at your mama's crib. Now they tearing up a pretty furniture and all that shit. You wouldn't even know, and they don't even care, and they ain't gonna help her clean that shit up either. They gonna leave it there. All she gonna get is,
sorry, man, we're looking for your son, and we know that he's a nigger selling crack to everyone. Give us a call if he decides to come back this away. Thanks for cooperating, ma'am. You have a lovely day.
Mama work hard for that.
Why you with your partner, Jack? I bet you didn't know that your partner played a part in that. Been talking to them laws. They hate to see you balling. In the end, they gonna drop some heavy shit on all of y'all. Look close at the ones you consider yourself equal to. Cause on the low low, your partners can be people
they
too.
They go to people.
Pass interference, funny cats who hate blacks and issue time just to halt the money stack.
They go to people.
The ones that make you hop the fence, fool, and catch your homeboy and turn his snitching ass against you.
They go to people.
Whoop, whoop. Them blue lights flash, and if they crooked while you running, they'll put one in your ass.
They go to people.
To my hustler niggas, do what you got to. Keep an eye out for them people, cause believe me, they watch you. Them people know boys in the hole be on some street shit. We dodge crooked cats like Judge Green and Robert Dietrich. It ain't no secret, and they giving niggas like 10 years for each crumb. My nigga, that's some deep shit. That's why I do this music thing. I'm too loyal to get my hustle on, so your boy be hustling with his music, man. You might catch me in a Range Rover, and cause I look like a D-boy, these boys pull my Range over. Tear my shit to pieces, harass a brother, man. I throw it in the gutter, man, and go and grab another Range. Round up all my brothers, man. Get them out the gutter, man, so they can rock it and chop it on microphones. Know what I'm saying? And then them peoples wouldn't have reason to mess with fools. And if they do, it's just cause they ain't got shit else to do. So yeah, I get my hustle on, it's all legal, cause I ain't got time to be feeling heat from the motherfucking people. Gotta watch out, man.
Hey,
them niggas out there.
Yeah, yeah. Esau. Gotta watch out for Esau, man. Esau, I'll get you, man. Watch out for Esau. Hey,
there go them people.
Pass interference, funny cats who hate blacks and issue time just to halt the money stack.
There go them people.
The ones that make you hop the fence, fool, and catch your homeboy and turn his snitching ass against you.
There go them people.
Whoop, whoop. Them blue lights flash, and if they crooked while you running, they'll put one in your ass.
There go them people.
To my hustler niggas, do what you got to. Keep an eye out for them people, cause believe me, they watch you.
Wow. Pick up them people. Pick up them people. Mm-hmm. Alan West is one of them people. I'm telling you, he's one of them people. Big shout out to my people down in Arkansas, no doubt.
Yeah, that was hot. I like that.
Yeah, that joint. That's from there. Arkansas Bo. Another joint.
Got a nice little story to it. I like that.
Yeah. Hot fire right there. I love music from all over. Get back to the dude he's talking about.
Alan West.
Yeah. Like I said, he was a Teapot fan. You know, he was a former career Army officer.
I don't even think he considered himself African American or black. I really don't.
Now, people, the St. Lucie County agreed to recount 3 days earlier ballots out of concern about issues with the voting machine and memory cards, but West Champagne argues that all 8 days are early ballots and should be recounted. Like, he want to count the whole 8 days, like the whole day, so it's like, his campaign threatened to throw legal action. I guess he's going to concede soon, but he's after somebody talked to him, but I don't think he's won.
I don't know. Even if they counted over, you might have lost by even more. You might want to keep the little points you got, Alan West. You might find out you lost even more.
They got to get a certain amount of votes to trigger a recount. So they hoping that they can get a certain amount of votes to trigger a recount.
I think he lost by too many. You lost by at least 3,000. That's not even really a recount. I can see if you lost by like 200 or something.
Now, let me tell you something.
3,000?
This race was the most expensive house contest and one of the most closely watched races in the thing. Between both sides, each of them raised nearly $20 million, $21 million, as of October. And according to the Nonpartisan Center of Responsive Politics and Super PACs, poured in about $6.6 million for both candidates.
You have to see that the people voted your ass out. If you won over 3,000, I think if you lost over 500 points, all right, listen, I'm going to even give you 500. That's a big split right there. If you lost more than 500, stand your ass down. Please.
Well, you know, he owe Cattrallie that money now for his campaign. He probably got to pay Cattrallie back that
mad.
Money. They're like, oh,
mad.
You know, they got the money, Allen? Or Allen,
you know he's going down. He know once this over his life.
He knows what's
going
to happen. They're going to fight him to a charity for like $15 million. Allen, come to charity and bring him, donate $15 million. He's going to be like, huh? And that's his way about to pay back.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, his life is different. He don't got nobody to tell that shit to. he was following all of them. It didn't sound like the fact that was following the crowd.
You know, they're going to be his close friends. They still with him right now. Chucky, they with him right now until the legal smeagle hits. Once it already hits the cellar, right, it's over, his D game, we count, or whatever they're going to do, he's going to go out. They said, well, let's let him take the fall. Because they want to give it to Mitt. Now, Mitt Romney, now there's a bunch of sore Republicans. This is a bunch of old men. See, and the thing about it, you know, they were saying old white men, Allen West. He got, I don't know what he got because he's old, but he's.
He was old. You know how you have, all right, you know how you have a crowd of
Herbie
people.
Herbie James.
And you're chilling with them, but it's always one that's like super louder than everybody else for mm-hmm. no reason because they want that attention.
The two black Republicans are like that. Herman Cain,
Allen
West. It's like
the
black Republicans that the you Republican guys target. Y'all target the wrong. Y'all target the people that turn off the African American vote.
Yeah,
you know
but
I mean?
They try to see. Listen, Herman Cain and him come in. They come in just like them, talking like them, but saying it out loud because they feel like they're black and
little,
they can say it.
Remember McCain said it like, it used to always look like when he was coming out there, he was just trying to be like, you got to say that now that we have a black president, there's a lot of brothers out there ambitious now. You know, I don't know how to, I'm still confused how you go from being the pizza general to becoming president. That's why I was lost at. I need my president to have some political skill. Mitt Romney would have made, I'm going to tell you something. I could have dealt with Mitt Romney more than Herman Cain.
Believe
Mitt Romney ran Massachusetts.
And he ran in Olympics. He did a few things.
Yeah, he did a living. You know, I wanted to know that you were the general manager
of
the pizza parlors, you know.
You're
just the general manager of the pizza parlors.
Like his own.
Yeah. You know, I understand. You know,
he had a pizza franchise, a couple of franchises.
I just want to know, like, what hood. What he said was, he should have soul pizza.
Listen, they picked him because he was black and loud. Black and loud. That's how they think we are. Obama is not even nowhere near none of that.
They swore to God he was going to take votes for Obama.
But they found out Herman Cain was a little freaky.
See, that's the one thing about the black race, man, that we got to talk about. You know, there's a lot of sore black politicians out of Obama.
And so hated, like Robbie Saul, get in, like the white people, they get together.
And it's crazy because you got the saying he's not American enough, some people, and then you got the black haters say, oh man, you got the white of him, he ain't fully the full black president, you got white of him. Now he's the black president. He took every angle, every can, bottle, everything that they threw at this man. That last 4 years, he took everything.
You know how disrespectful they came out.
And McCain still being disrespectful.
I think some of these people should have been locked up. If that was Bush would have had some of these people locked up.
McCain is like 5 minutes away from getting pushed around in a wheelchair. I know your daughter be on MSNBC sometimes talking. She talks like she's bitter sometimes, like she's little daughter bitter, you know. Because Barack Obama, you know what?
Her father got brainwashed.
Yeah, but you know one thing, you know that she's different because she's probably will be a refreshing part of the new Republican. You know, she's actually gay, I think. I mean, I think she's lesbian, and I think she'll be.
Oh, she feel like she's the man part.
I don't know if she feel like she's a man, but like, I know I'm just saying that she'll be a part of a new Republican thing that might be a little more open minded. Like people like her might be, you know, could help. They need people like her actually. I don't agree with her, but they need people like her because she's a little more open-minded because I think maybe because, you know, her lifestyle. I'm not sure, but I think I heard him say that, but because I think he has one lesbian daughter, I think one of them, something like that. And I think that's the one that be on the news. But the thing is, either way, whoever it is, I think she probably, you know, the Republicans got to get more people like her. You know, they got to get more blacks. They got to, okay, Marco Rubio, You know, it's, you know, it makes it messed up because it takes from his talent by just, you could tell they're using her for the Latino vote. Everybody know he's a good talker. He got some good stuff. You know what I'm saying? He probably got some good plans. But when they present him, they just let him go on his own. They probably need her, him, and some more people, you know, different people who are a little open-minded. The guy that can bring the little dude that just try to do.
They just throw one at you. They throw one little black one in, one little Spanish one in.
They got those Chinese
and
people.
Nobody else comes around and talks to you. Just the little one they throw in to battle for you.
Have
That's
you
him.
Ever seen a Chinese Republican politician?
No, it wasn't on.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to find out.
Might not be too big of a one. You probably got some, though. You know,
you probably got some.
They
got to
be some that's up there that feel like, you know.
They got to shake a lot. They're not shaking a lot. They so saucy. Right now, they're trying to blame. They're embarrassment. When you're trying to blame everything else but your team, that's embarrassment. They are so embarrassed, they don't want to take the credit for, we concede that, we was just this, we was just that. So when they come from that with like a sign of weakness, from that point of that era of time that most of those dudes that's in the Republican things are real, real older. You got a handful of young dudes, but it's not that much.
They're still trying to hold on to their slot.
But unless they change, unless they do something with this, they're trying to hold their high tight. You know, they don't want to give up, pay no taxes. But unless they come off of that and just say, all right, we do this for now, we come back to the table later for the people over, you know, the ones that make more money, over 250, I guess it is, $200,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? And then it's cool. They got money to pay for that. Mm-hmm. They got money to pay for that. Taxes, they're going to write it off. So many ways you can write these taxes off. You know what I mean? These rich guys, man. But they tend to say, that's free stuff.
But they write off the taxes. How free is it if they do write it off?
Well, I remember when they said Romney was giving out free sandwiches in his campaign.
Free sandwiches?
Yeah, in his campaign, he was giving out free hero sandwiches.
Yeah. I like
that. Well, some places were giving out free hero sandwiches.
I'm listening to the campaign workers. Wow. He brought them a sandwich.
You get them free stuff,
though. I'm pretty sure Romney, and I'm pretty sure that was written off.
But I'm saying, he gave his supporters free stuff.
You're right. It was free. And I'm pretty sure he probably feed them a lot of times. Then again, Romney looked like the type that don't feel that way.
Let me ask you something else. When he said that 40% comment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was he giving them then? He was giving them what they want to hear because he sure changed his tone later.
He just actually was telling them that, you know, don't worry, this is what I'm going to do. Fool, I don't really got to worry about the 47%. We going to work on something and we going to pull this off. And they tried. They tried to give him a suppression. Romney came out there and turned into a whole totally different candidate. And then this whole team went with it, pretending like, we're going to go this way. No, y'all flip-flop.
The messed up part about it, they'll never, ever again. I don't think, you know, Paul Ryan run his spot, but he's going out 2014.
Yeah, Paul Ryan's going to lose that. That's over for him.
And I'm going to tell you, man, if the Republicans keep it up, and Alan West, if I'm going to be honest with you, Alan West makes a real big thing of this, and the Republicans make a thing with the fiscal cliff, they all will be out. They will never, because they're not going to see 2016. Hillary got that lot. That might as well just give Hillary it.
Not a Republican.
That might as well just make her the first woman president. Just get it over with. Don't play, because when she come out, nobody's going to beat her. Barack is going to have to return the favor and talk for her, right?
Yeah.
And now she's going to have Bubba and Barack. Y'all still going to be having to try to get over this hump for what y'all started. And depending on the way y'all look right now, y'all don't look like y'all got any smarter or any wiser. You know, so it's like y'all going to be dumb for another 4 years and y'all going to lose everything. I think they're going to break the Republicans up. I think a lot of...
crazy how... We always say we the 47%. Or Obama is going, or just government, but and they're the smart ones and they know everything and they have the money.
They're gonna make well, all the Tea Party people is out. The Tea Party people is out. Except for what's his name, Bachman. It should be out in a minute.
She
skated through. She'll be out in a second.
I want to know why. How could they change the voting rules from the normal rules, and then when it changed back to normal, they upset about it?
They're crazy.
How could you change it? Try to change it. You made it different.
Oh, Wes said that they went. I was told that they went in the room and counted it with the doors closed, and they came back, and I was down by 2,400.
For real, man. You lost.
Master got you doing all that.
You out the club. It's over for you.
Master got him doing all that.
I don't know how he's going to come back home, but it's over for you.
He ain't come back home. It's a long way from the big house to the plantation.
You
know how what he got to run through?
You out the big house. You know he out the big house, right? You know he don't want to leave, because look, he do not want to leave. You see?
You don't want
to
leave, man.
Oh, man, that look crazy, right?
Yeah,
he's begging him to the state. He don't even want to go out on his own.
He has to set him free. Mommy went out with more grace style.
Mommy wasn't stupid, but they were trying to egg him to be stupid.
He said,
Mommy,
no, I'm saving for the black eye.
Alan West, he's not as rich as Rami.
Not as
strong as Rami.
You
are begging to stay in the house.
Baby, can you please stay? He's singing that old Jody song.
Look at Chloe Freed, and he's scared to leave. I can't believe it.
He wish he could stay for a little while. She had no more company up in the big house. Master said no.
He said he'd be fun staying on the lawn for a little while. He won't have to come around.
What happened when
he said he was staying in the field.
I better watch out, though.
He's got to come around.
He's an army dude. I better hide the gun.
He looks like he's going to be a little upset. That'd be some craziness.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Imagine
you
come out like that.
Huh?
Imagine
that. Yo, he's an army guy.
Oh, man.
And he's a Republican.
It's kind of crazy because it's just not that crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't mean to say it. If you look at all, except for, we had one shock. We did not know that DC killer was us.
Yeah, that was deep.
You had a shot. That was one of the kind. One in a million years.
That was deep.
You had a whole bunch of them.
And it was a whole plot to the whole
kids.
Thing. So that was even more
deep. We got kids, too, but our kids doing it through gang violence and all that. They ain't just flipping.
We in the hood as 47%. You know, we got our violence. You know the violence that they show all the time.
We have violence that comes through poverty. We don't have violence that comes from being. We don't get mad from being rich.
We don't be so upset that we got everything and we just want to kill somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
we do. We don't experience that type of pain. We don't experience. Oh, we
you
so rich. I
just trying
can't
to get
do it. I can't do it.
In the hood, trying to get money robbed. It's not saying that they doing anything right.
You know,
it's totally. All of it is crazy and it shouldn't be done. But if you look at what happens on the other side. With the machine guns. They have guns. One person have enough guns to hold down a whole army of people.
You don't see LaRonda or Shanika or none of them sticking their finger in their mouth trying to make themselves vomit to get skinny. You don't have those problems. They be all over.
Like,
they be somewhere in a Chinese restaurant.
You
rarely see that. The girls in the hood.
You like being sick.
They be eating BBQs. Every new restaurant that opened, the girls in the hood go there and party as a group.
What's
Yeah, we just got new restaurants.
Nah, they go out too, but they just go out and drink, drink, drink. You see how they drink.
They go out, drink, crash the car into somebody.
Drink until you get him pumped out in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
How do you drink yourself? Like, and then some of them do it like more than once. All right, you had a bachelor party and you just got so twisted and you wound up in the hospital, okay? But on a regular basis, you getting your stomach pumped?
Yeah.
Or alcohol poisoning?
I'm going to tell you, the most gangsterous person in the industry right now is Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan and Alan West. They could be on the same gang.
Lindsay Lohan
is a Republican, though. I don't know. But she might be.
All I know is
she's got
lustful
Irish, though. I'll tell you that.
She's the best judge in the world. I mean, that judge she got, it works for her. Because she's the only person that can crash into somebody. And I think a couple of people she done crashed into.
Let me tell you the most dangerous part about that situation right there with Lindsay Lohan is that she can hurt herself.
Yeah.
At the end of the whole situation, she can either hurt somebody truly or hurt herself. So every time somebody looks out for her or helps her and she gets smacked
they
in the wrist,
give her a leap
they,
and do it
you
again.
Know, they leave and they're not making her pay. See, that's what happens. You risk people. I was like, say Mitt Romney's son, the one that wanted to hit Obama. You know what would happen to him if he just all of a sudden had to face 10, 15 years?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dad, the Cayman Islands, and everything else would be up for grabs, but the boy would be speaking. They tell him, oh, we're going to give you 25 years. I felt like when he said that to the president, I felt he should, because look.
I felt he should have been the CIA or whatever, Secret Service, locked him up a little. I think Romney should have checked that, but you know Romney ain't going to check that. But I think it should have got more blown up. He said he wanted to punch the president in his face for calling his father a liar.
For calling your father a liar. The half of America, the whole 47% of America are calling your father a liar.
That's the only person you want to punch in the
face.
At the
end of the day, 72% of America called your father a liar.
72%.
So do you want to go punch everybody in the face? And John McCain, this guy... This guy is so sore. How do you say that now? Susan Rice had nothing to do with nothing. And the crazy thing about these guys is they jump from scandal to scandal to scandal.
Scandal to scandal. They're trying to make something.
They was on Eric Holder. They lost that one. And now I didn't see them go and say, oh, well, let's keep investigating. And now we investigate the Republicans. Because now that you found out it was everything that happened before Eric Holder, why didn't you guys go investigate the people that was before Eric Holder, which was the Republicans? You stopped that whole thing. You didn't even speak about that because now some of you guys are going to have to be under investigation.
Uh-huh.
And Bush was in control of that. You know there's a whole lot of bunch of stuff in there.
It's just amazing. It's amazing.
You know now. That's why I was Obama would say, you know what, and you know we leading. Why don't the Democrats lead little stuff like that?
We got time for that.
And
they waste all that money. They waste a lot of money doing all that.
Let me tell you something. Now that they found out that Eric Holder didn't have nothing to do with it, right? Attorney General, right?
Uh-huh.
Now they can go back into the people before him. If they really wanted to find out like they was doing to him, why did they stop? Because you know they're going to find. They're going to find all the dirt lies in the Republican.
Listen, they're not going to find it. They already know. They just tried to start something. It didn't work. Everything they're trying is not working. Obama's shutting it down right now.
And John McCain, he is so... you know, I used to like John McCain.
Yeah, I sure did. Until he got
up there. He's a sore loser.
He's a sore loser. I like John McCain, too. I thought he was fair, but I know right now he's not being fair. He's trying to start something up.
He looked like every Ku Klux Klan member in the movie. Like, you see the movie about people that's racist. He got that look. Like, I think they mastered the look off of him.
He looked like he wears.
You know they're scared. You know, they want to do the Bill Clinton thing. You want to hang with Bill Clinton? We're going to show you. We're going to impeach you. That's what they're trying to do. They want to find out, and they so much care about the family, but they're making this thing so big, you know? About, I mean, if the lady doesn't, I mean, look, like, we all want to find out what happened, how it broke down. We all do. Like I always said on the show, condolences go out to the family. I just feel so bad for them because of, the thing is, like, they make it a political thing over. You know what
yeah,
I mean? The family got
to
see this
like
in the news.
They
acting concerned
they
or they trying to act like it was negligent. You know, nobody
yeah.
want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? I think, and I mean, you know, I don't know what you get, like, if that happens, if, like, what he gets, but I'm pretty sure he's going to get everything that was entitled to him. You know what I mean? Like, his family, they should get that. You know, for sure. Now, if it was some really shady stuff going on, then fine. One of the people was mad at Romney. Now, it could have been. It could have been a lateral mistake. It could have been. But is that bigger than weapons of mass destruction? That's what I still don't understand.
No, is that bigger than causing a whole 10-year world-year war for absolutely nothing?
Now, every person, the family members, they lost the family member. This tragedy is never going to be nothing that you can say to them.
No.
Never. Even if they find out the tragedy is worse, it's not going to make you comfort. It's like you lost somebody you love. You're not. There's nothing, neither one of these guys, the Republicans or the Democrats, are going to say to this family. The only thing that's going to say something to this family is they can just put everything at peace. Now, if they really feel that it was something fishy going on like that, then the family's going to fight for it. Every family's going to fight for it.
Definitely.
My family, everybody
wrong.
Trying to fight for it.
I just think that they still be covering stuff.
But
I
haven't really seen the family on the news like, you know, like you would see running around saying that. I've just seen Republicans.
Like when they did the weapons of mass destruction and the whole war was coming down to a boil and they had to go on stand and start telling the truth. And they found out that none of that was true. You know what I'm saying? That the vice president did this, that.
Mm-hmm.
They found out so much stuff.
Now they mad with Rush Limbaugh. But they was holding Rush Limbaugh. Now, Rush, I'll give you that, Rush.
It took a while for everybody to find out.
No, but I'll give this to Rush, though. I'm going to give this to Rush, though. They was rolling with Rush when he was sick. I don't agree what he said, but I do agree that those dudes was rolling with him. They was rolling with him hard. And then when he said what he said and he wasn't rocking with them, they got mad.
Listen, you can look at it. They just use who they use. They use who they use.
When they need
they
somebody to say why they lost, and Russ told them why they lost in his eyes,
they
got mad.
They had Romney flip-flopping all over the place. And
you know, and that's the messed up part about it, because
all it was, they got him thinking he whiter than them.
No.
Okay.
That's the messed up part about Romney, because just say if he was the person that he got projected to be. It wasn't because of the Democrats or the media, like they said. It was because of the views and the values
that he kept
with his the extreme views and values. Because they got values. They got some things, too. You know, I can't just because I'm a Democrat, I'm not going to say the Republicans
the
don't have nothing that benefit
other
people.
It was just that you had a value today, and then tomorrow your value was a whole different value.
Yeah, he changed up.
That was
the crazy part about it. He changed up. He lied. He did this.
I just felt like this. If you felt like all that,
they
you felt like
water hearings. Because they, you know what the Watergate hearings would do to Obama? They cannot have a black president have a better legacy than the white president. And that's the truth of the matter. And that's what it is at the end of the day. They don't want to let. Bush had a total terrible presidency that went down bad in history. Obama's legacy is on his way to being a true, beautiful legacy that may, you know what I mean? That may open the doors for minorities to become president for the rest of the years of Earth, you know? And they want to try to stop that. And the way they could have stopped that, if they could have gotten to the minds of people that he couldn't be a president, he couldn't be a good president because black people or Hispanic people or Mexican people or gay people, you know what I'm saying, are not mentally stable to be a president of the United States. Not because of their know-how, not because of their politics, not because of anything of their abilities, you know, or a woman, you know, of anything, not because of the qualities and the qualifications they have. They're about to put somebody like Herman Cain, Black pizza flipping man from out of wherever he came from, Chicago, wherever it was from. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's amazing, man. Like, you know, I'm surprised I don't even know his pizza shop. We should know his pizza shop. Black people, I don't know his pizza shop until I heard about him running an office.
Nah, nobody knew what the hell the name of that pizza shop was. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. I don't even know. What is it, Three Kings Pizza?
I don't know. What is it? I mean, he made money.
I mean, I guess he over there in Mason or somewhere.
I wonder what he does in there, though. He does some type of show.
I just never heard of it.
Tap dance with him there. Alan was coming in and tap dance with him.
He just was flipping pieces real good. Then he stepped up.
See, I like Mike. He's a black Republican.
Yeah, he's fair.
He's cool. I like him. I like
a Michael Dillard before office. Yeah, that's a Republican, but he be trying to be the one that be on the show all the time. He tries to be fair. He always on there with him. He looks like a cop. I always tell you, he looks like a cop.
Okay.
He always sits on the panel. He's white. He's a little boy-headed guy. Little chubby boy-headed guy.
What are you talking about?
And he's Republican, but he's always debating with the panel when, you know, the debates and stuff went on, and they always ask his opinion.
He sits with the Morning Joe crew?
Not the Morning Joe crew, but when they have the debate time, and it'd be like Al Sharpton and all of them.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Steve Smith.
I like him sometimes, too.
Yeah, Steve Smith is a cool Republican guy.
He tried.
That's the new Republican guy. Steve Smith, McCain's daughter, even though she stands up for her dad. You know, you see her sometimes. You can see the flame in her from her dad's eye. You know what I mean? And that's his daughter, so, you know, you can't get
her
stuff
done. There's nothing wrong with
Republican.
That.
But she got some issues that, like, when I see some of her issues that I could be like, I'll deal with her. You know, I'll deal with her and vote for her.
Like I said, you could be a Republican, a Democrat, but at least be fair, you know.
Michael Steele, he's a little fair. Steve Smith, he's a little fair. You know, they all, and let me tell you something, you got to give these guys credit because these dudes have to, and her, have to clean up some of the dumbest things that Mitt Romney did. So, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they had a dumb candidate, you know?
But they were fair when the candidate was doing some real.
Yeah, they're fair. They got mad. They got their honors. I don't know why he did that. You know, it got to the point. They would cover him as much as they can, and then after a while, they'd be like, I don't know. We don't know, Joe. We don't know why he did that. That's who else. Who else I can say that's Republican that I might find fair? It's hard. Republican that's been trying to act here, but they're not extreme, but they'll probably be there at least on the news. Ain't nobody on Fox. Like, Fox got blamed too for why Romney lost. They said the Republicans blame Fox. Say Fox lied, made a lot of lies. That lady, I don't even know her name with the blonde hair, but she's just like the one of the three guys. I was like, oh my God, this lady lied, yo. I don't even get to know her name.
They all have the same views, and their views is messed up towards certain people.
The two dudes look like they could be in the movie Gilligan's Island or something. For some reason, right? Like, they mind you, two guys that could be in something, like they're in the movie, especially not Lou Short, another dude.
I know.
He looked like he acted in a whole bunch of little funny, you know what I mean? He looked like that actor. Those dudes, and then they sit there and just lie. No, but it's like you got a news station and you lie. You have a news station to lie. See, the whole Benghazi thing was to. Oh, we got to turn this thing because they don't want to show, the Republicans want to hold off on the tax thing. And if that would have been the main focus of everything, you understand what I'm saying? If that would have been the main focus of everything, it would have been not in their best interest. Now, if they can switch it to Benghazi, you know what I mean? it could take some days, but this is only going to last a little while because something's going to happen. You know, and Homeboy testified. They thought he wasn't going to testify when he backed out. He volunteered to testify. You don't hear the Obamas and them nervous or saying that they have a problem with him testifying. So, after that, where does it go? You know? Where it goes, I mean, and you know, just McCain, our vow, and to him, he looks like a sore loser. But he won twice. You beat him, then win again?
Well, I'm telling you, this time around, we're going to petition. We're going to all petition and do the same thing Giuliani did and get a bomb for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And, starting to hear DC ready. Apollo, three times.
Yeah. Paul and Bo Ryan. Paul Ryan, he's messed up right now.
I don't know. I just know that Paul Ryan, like, he's trying to shot him down.
I think they lost the race when he took that little picture.
And then you know what?
That picture made him look, still made him look like.
He knows he didn't like it. He ain't a celebrating thing, but it wasn't felt by nobody. Nobody gave him no props.
He could have had a better outfit on for the females, but, like, you know. Yeah, the thing is, that's the thing is, he was looking like he was a dancer for fame. He's like, fame, I want to live. That's
like,
he had leg warmers on. If I was sure, I think he had leg warmers on. Well,
yeah.
Like he had leg warmers on. Or he had the sweat socks that looking like the leg warmer style. Like, I don't know. Then he could have had a better shirt. I don't know. He looked kind of bummy. He looked like Rocky when he was working in the meat market. That's the outfit he had on the Rocky meat market. No, but I'm saying the outfit he had. I don't say he looked like Rocky. I'm saying the outfit he had on was Rocky meat market outfit. That's probably where he went to the store to buy. He said, let me get a Rocky meat market outfit so I didn't want to. Yeah. All he needed was the hair.
The
Kenny G hairstyle. If he didn't have the Kenny G hairstyle or like the rock and roll. No, he should have had the rock and roll hair, the long hair.
I think he'd have the little people here hanging out the hat.
But he said, you know, what he listens to, the rock band, so he should have had the long hair.
I just can't stand. He just looks so phony, like his face is so phony looking.
I mean, now, let's keep it real. How much have we really heard of Paul Ryan?
We just heard about him now.
At the end, they shut him down.
Trying to shut everything down.
At the end, they shut him down.
Shut him down.
What, they shut Paul Ryan down so bad at the end? At the end, he couldn't say nothing. Ronnie's like, he couldn't say nothing.
Probably was getting mad. They started calling out Ryan.
Yeah, that's what happened.
How you going to get mad?
That's
the
really
thing.
Yeah,
you
don't
know.
It's Ronnie Ryan, you bastard.
Called him a little boy. Well, you know, he's a little young boy. He only had one debate.
And he didn't stand by him. And he said when he didn't stand by him something. And then Paul got him back.
No,
he stabbed each other in the back.
Remember he said, no, that's Paul's plan. I didn't say I was using Paul's plan.
Yeah.
I'm running for president, not
that
Paul.
That was one way he stabbed. But Paul Ryan looked like he didn't like when they seen him chant. He could have left him just chant for Paul Ryan.
I know. I
would
have said it.
They
would have
chanted for him.
Ryan, Paul, yay! And that's it. And then we'd have kept it moving. Now the next time, get it right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, because all I was saying was Ryan first, and they just said Ryan, Romney, and then just, it still was the same thing, Ryan, Romney, Romney, you know what I'm saying? It's still the same thing. If they just keep shouting Ryan, Romney, Ryan, Romney, it don't really have a beginning person, Romney, Ryan, Romney, Ryan, I don't know. That was
well, they won't be saying nothing.
It's a wrap.
We'll get some music.
Yeah, let's do that.
Beast Dude Radio. East Side Story movie soundtrack. Played that joint earlier, my man Mo Money.
Rewind that back at the end. You might.
Yeah, I'm going to rewind it back right now.
All
right. Oh, these niggas taking the game. Yeah. I got certain things. I want my spot back.
This is for the love of the block. The love
I want
of the block.
My spot
the love
back.
Of the block. Nigga, this is for the love
I
of the block. The
back.
Love of the block. The love of the block.
Can't
you ain't wanna gun me for my money. Rummy out the park, but I'm pissy off the rummy. Think about my money. Old 28 pink, niggas can't compete. Niggas up the block, trying to bring their work up the street, causing nigga heat. Niggas wanna eat on my block, trying to take my kindness for weak, but it's going down now. I'm loading up the shit, dump the hollows, load the rhinos. Make a nigga blood pressure drop, turn them albino. Leave the block hot all night like Lino. Richie, stash the burner, keep the finger trigger itchy. Just in case a nigga wanna twist me.
Sure, nigga trying to hit me, and I ain't on point. It's like standing on Madison without no joint. And you're robbing it, you wanna buy a whole fucking mob of niggas. Conversation short, when they try to stop a nigga, fuck that. Niggas wanna buck, you trying to buck back and hit something. Watch a nigga drop with his shit jump and shit something. 50 rounds about to split something, rip something. The mortician gon' have to fix something, dig something. We ain't frontin', we head hunting. Be bumping in the bend, seat sunken. On some high shit, ready to die shit. Campbell and Tyler, playing some god shit.
For the love of the block, I'ma stay bust the heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, four pipes for the turbo. For the love of the block, I'ma stay bust the heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, four pipes for the turbo.
Jumping down. as I can get, I hit the jackpot, sonny. You ain't seen nothing yet, yeah, this a slowpoke, honey. They keep that pussy wet, leave me alone, little homie, over being like you said. Love that jackpot money, so addicted, I'm a bet. And if it's out there for the getting, I'ma have what you don't get.
I got that jackpot and money, I put my hands in the sky. And when I let it go, I make it rain from the sky. I got that snapper bitch money, man. Take your nigga money, man. And if you fuck with me, I'll take your daddy too, honey. I got that cash to wipe my ass, green to make me clean. And that's what you call that jackball money, bitch.
I got jackball money, jackball money. I got jackball money, jackball money. I got jackball money, jackball money.
Should be overpaid. I eat beets so much I'm overweight. I strive to be the best. One up to my people with that loud on their chest. I live life with no regrets. Everything I do, make sure that it's the best. Look, got no time for procrastinators. I'm trying to get shit done, move past the haters. Take my fam out the hood, cop something spacious, and see where this 1.5 could take us.
Like, camera, action. We got a murderous team, and we about to act, son. So competition, man, fuck what you heard. Cause we all up in the building screaming, yo, what's the word? What's the word? Now we come together like beans and rice, so we can show our customers how we serve it up nice. In fact, here's a track that'll murder your soul. Feel the vibe that's priceless, fuck money and gold.
We coming across the hunt, Sam Swigger, some tough jet. Spanish Harlem Raiders, wave the haters as the truck spin. Stepping the kid, learning lessons you did. Boy, shit, I stay fresh like I slept in the fridge. I'm a five-star general, dressed in eyes off, bending you hoes over. Rocking out to my iPod when my nigga DL hit me up for this track. On that V, I said, my G, come on, you know it's
you
the rap.
You can't knock the hustle. I stay on the grind, watch me. Every day, all the time, Nitty Mill gon' shine. They just lying, they can't do what I do. Dude, I pay dues. You can't move what I move, like a bitch. She's loving the crew in the concrete jungle. My hood is the zoo, H-O-D-L. Let me introduce you to that fire variety. Yeah,
new come. Next up is WP in high definition WB, huh? Shine like MW3. What I think about haters, GWB, huh? Automatic upgrade, you could call me Ultron. Never cut class, but I did catch Voltron. Me and the homies run the hood like so calm. I'm a ruin boy, best believe I get my smoke
from the
on.
Places, some of the best producers that rap. Since the youth in the trap and the truth with the tracks are with you. Google the stacks, don't forget the P. I learned how to chef it up from the best of them. Look up the recipe. Yeah, check out my melody. Fresh. Look at the pedigree. Fresh. So if you see me, give me plenty of respect and understand I work hard for mine. I ain't hard to find. Home is way the harder than Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine. Harlem's always a part of mine.
Grind hard for the money. Can't stop me now. You can't touch me. Make something out of nothing.
When me and my team ride, we hustling like Muslims selling bean pies. We switching over, living life in the speed lane. How you gonna catch us when you swiping on the D train? This is a G thing, anytime we bang. But we on nice in the club, little sweet thing. Then we back to 110. Mel Post, Mr. Madison, we get it in. We gon' win.
It's the clash of the Titans. See, we running with wolves, we the last of the Vikings. But in the Empire State, if you on your grind, getting money, then you can relate. Wait, bring it back a bit. See what my tactic is. I used to practice this, now I got tracks to flip.
You see his money over everything. That's why my veggie bling. You're mad I'm on everything.
Yeah, but I'm so focused that this is my last shot that I can't blow it. I wanna break down, I'm too strong, I can't show it. But fuck it, thirst cry too, homie, I can't hold it. I wanna escape this horrible place. God don't like ugly, so I must have a horrible face. Cause I struggled for too long, surviving on the first of the month and coupons.
22's rolling, riding around getting it. Big boy truck, got you lame niggas sick with it. Worked hard for this money, I'ma spend it, bitch. Got them thinking it's 88, the way I get it quick. See, I cruise the ladder, so real slow with it. Y'all dudes be frontin', I like to go get it. One chain on my neck, respect the whole mission. Spanish Harlem, you want a problem, come up missing.
Little nigga in the hood, trapping at 13. I ain't know nothing by the scale or a triple beam. I ain't know nothing by the brick or a key. But that all changed once I started hitting the streets. Put in hours, I was turning the days, days turn to weeks. I remember grinding three whole days when I'm sleep. And forever till I live, Harlem with me. Making known that even Bobby Womack said, don't cross 110th Street.
My name is Nas, Spanish Harlem, born and raised. You remember my mixtapes back in the days. From 119 to the D to Lehmanville. H and G is the glue, the team is real. One hood, one love with my niggas. Dream big, go hard, live bigger. If we don't touch the stars, there's no iller. We still gon' stomp the beat, Godzilla. Godzilla. Godzilla.
Just a hustle, man, you know what I'm saying? That's how I get down. Real. Check me out.
My brother Bird told me get out there and hustle, Bobo, that's the way. Same damn clothes I had on the day before yesterday. Waiting for the club to let out. Duffel bag. Trying to get banked. Squash what you think. Underarms must be in my balls. Think I never change. I'm the ultimate hustler. Blow the minds of my customers. Got the mind and the muscle, bro. All my grinding, I'm touching ya. Hit the stew, cook it, rocket, chop it, my lonely. Off it for cheap to my clients so they can tell they homie. That's clientele, I supply them well. Hottest products are hit the salt. You can come and see if you think I'm lying here. The Sugar City Rockstar. Sewing up the block hard. It's all legal. I ain't out there ducking and dodging cop cars. This for the love of my people, for the dollar to eat. If you need it, I got it. Holler, man, I'm in the street. My hustle's different, but I mastered my niche. Pumping product on the cool. These beans begging for hits. Well, game like the dope game. I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. The rap game like the dope game. I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. Rap game like the dope game. I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. Rap game like the dope game. I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. Hey, what it do, cuz? Blind dog, Willie Shaker, and Mover. You can try to barricade, I'll keep moving right through ya. Grinds out, baby, I told you I'm about my bank. I can still thank the shit, boy, and shit already stank. Black Dickie down, black Air Force is gracing the concrete. I'm the nigga that them boys come and see when they want heat. Cause I got that. Them people stare hard at me as they pass. Fuck uniforms and a badge. I stare back at their ass. Ain't no stopping the cash stack. Move cool out my backpack. Here's my number. If you don't like it, I'll give you cash back. I get them called back. It's not because they don't want it though. It's cause they couldn't get over what they felt and they want some more. I do this from state to state. My product, proper packaging. The dogs can't smell shit, so they can't charge me for trafficking. My clients, your clients, my clients. Don't get mad cause they turn away from that weak shit you supplying, dog. Game like the dope game, I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. The rap game like the dope game, I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. Rap game like the dope game, I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in. Rap game like the dope game, I ain't got no friends. When I was letting it go for the low low, should've got you one in.
Yeah. Hey, it's competition, man. Y'all ain't ready. You ain't got no business out there playing with the big dogs, man. And I'm a big dog. A real big dog. So you better come with your A-game. If your product sucks, nigga, I'ma always outdo you. I'ma let you know that right now. Right now. That's R-E-T. Right now, nigga. I'll be back at your boy. Yo. My nigga.
killing them out here, cats.
You know, I'm off that Patron real early on niggas, you know what I mean? Pin game is just beautiful, nigga. I told a nigga like, yeah. See, I'm the chosen one. Never said was better than game, but I'm the closest one. Bitch, I'm a mic ripper, like liquor, nice nigga. I don't drop bars no more. I recite scriptures, yeah. My pen is a sign of dope, yeah. And it's equivalent to a fucking line of coke, yeah. I'm on that MJ, that Big Poppy Fenway, yeah. Nas Escobar with the ball, Caliente, yeah. West Coast young and poetically hard body, yeah. Cold case of niggas, no trace of an autopsy, yeah. No CSI, vision of an eagle eye. Calculated thoughts, so engulfed I can teach to ride. I'm off the rip, I'm so equipped I start spazzing. I'm striking from the mound like I'm Tom Glavin, yeah. My nigga, there's no denying me. Copyright pop. Yeah. Poet society.
Need my bitches in a variety. I fall asleep on these rappers, they say goodnight to me. Snooze button, they claiming they move something, get caught and go to jail and probably accuse something. Sitting in the cell for a bag of weed. For lying to everybody like he had some keys. I'ma keep sending niggas when Nash leave. You a dick sucker, so how you ballin' with bad knees?
What?
Teacher told me I was a bad Z. Teacher told you niggas you can't read. A real good whooping is with that ass knee. I look at life like a whopper, I gotta add cheese. AZ, what up, man? Juice, what up? It's Purple Ledge.
Kevin, yeah. I'm with the king of the Audemars. Okay, do a buck 50 on the Autobahn all day. Choose McCain and Kevin Flink and AZ to IA. Place your bets, we gon' wage on a parlay. Whoever hear it better fear it like it's gunplay. Otherwise they gonna hear exactly what the guns say.
Ugh.
Too nasty for the average listener. I dig the poet from the grave and sit him as a listener. Cause I'm hip hop to the bone. Get the music what it need, like some weed and sip Patron. Zone out, write a song, pick a new track. While I'm packing up the bone, my mind glue raps. New flash, this the future of rap. Trust me when I say you have no future after that. You don't be trying me. How much you wanna see the irony in dead poet society? Yeah.
the max, having fun playing my part. I can see the future, baby. I can see the future, baby. Can't you see the future, baby? Can't you see the future, baby? One night, one night.
Look, I don't know your past, I see your future, I don't see a man. I don't even see a lamp, just one nightstand. Let's get away, I can take you higher than a kite can. The different heights that lead you right, and then your flight land. Yes, mommy, you're blessing, you got a beautiful land to strip. I love your smile, can't deny it, girl, I'm a vendor, bit the candles lit. No one died, but I'm a killer nookie. Ready to see the clouds, all you gotta do is book me. But after this trip, I need the jet. I'm a 757, I ain't seen the world yet. I stay with my passport, cause I can't go in a raw. If you don't see what I'm saying, take a peek at the crystal ball.
I saw her coming, she's a one night stand.
Take up the stairs, by the tender man, and steal a private nigga.
so cliche. My life is like a movie. A bad bitch with me, and I kinda like a booty. She like my sidekick. If I was Shaggy, she'd be Scooby. No weave, believe on the feet. They say Gucci, and that's Gucci. Yeah, I mean all good. Not man, don't be so icy in the round good. I'm like the old 10 version of your boy Shug. Beanie Siegel, Starface, and black with a long hood. I don't call a Robin, I call a gimme prime. They say you can't change a nigga, but he the penny kind. I did the Henny, Remy, and E&J. Said fuck that and took a stroll down to Kill Away. Now it's Patron till I'm gone, I don't even play. Rolling like a motherfucker, super high anyway. That's why I exhale, baby, cause sex sells. Like I said before, he Microsoft, like Excel.
She got the P-Boy bubbly in the club. My man feels star feeling on the front. In the club, I don't see shorty man. So I'm trying to get a bottle in the hand. I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
Billy.
Boy billion, I'm in a building like staircase. Big money, so you know I carry big faces. You know what?
What?
Cancel up in 6 cases.
Why?
Tell the waiter, he could bring me 4 aces. Just a yell, ace check. I'm the boss, sign off on your paycheck.
You
think about it, nobody got their waist checked.
Not at all.
The front, we'll leave a nigga face stretched. Niggas know,
what they know?
I be chasing cash. That's why my hoes be in my face like a Jason Mash. You know me, bucket with the bottles in it. BTB, VIP with the models in it. Mix in the front like who the fuck got a problem with? Ain't nobody leaving till all these bottles finished. And you know they just had to bring the boss back, cause y'all was sleeping on my bread like store cash.
That B-boy bubbly in the club. My man feels star feeling on the front.
That's right.
In the club, I don't see shorty man. So I'm trying to get a bottle in the hand. I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
Like, slick nigga, pushy lady blue figure.
What?
Rich nigga, worth about 6 figures. See the worth of my name, by the size of my chain. Them gleaming diamonds got you stuck in the brain. Me and the flea boys trying to fuck up the game. Every spitting heavy light and every struck in your brain. You see his purple bottles, why you buying the drink? You always did tell me you don't fuck with the land. With my, I live by my name, I ain't spitting no game. Shit, I'm walking in the dollars, now I'm skipping the fame. You can tell the total difference by the size of the range. That's why we green Lambo. That's why I drive in the rain, shit. But let me drink with you every open in the weekend. Hop in the loop and let me show you what wicked is. Place you in the club with the prettiest mix. Give you sex on the beach and I ain't talking about a drink,
cuz. She got that B-boy bubbly in the club. My man feels star feeling on the front. In the club, I don't see shorty man. So I'm trying to get a bottle in the hand. I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
I said, I do my bottle dance.
I do my bottle dance.
Hindsight is so 2020. So when I get this money, I give you plenty, plenty. Anything you want in this world, any. I hate to see you work the hard way, penny. I think about your sacrifice and all the hours spent. About the mother-son bond and what I was meant. Yeah, oh, you working on Mother's Day? Well, I'll make sure to get the flowers sent. Ma, why you working on Mother's Day? Are you a single mom? There is no other way. So before I go to bed, I pray that what comes tomorrow be better than today. I wanna see you party like the Finns play. Yeah, getting thrown off the Henny, from Wednesday to Wednesday. But right now I give you thanks, many.
Thank you.
right by me is where you stood. You are literally one of a kind. You know you are. And when you were post up on the bed with the IV, you called me up and you know where I be by you. As sure as the sky's blue, and please pardon me if I ever defy you. Every day with you was a blessing, so was the skies underneath was a lesson. So I learned a lot of shit on my own. I always felt I had a place that I called home. And even though at times I tried to run away, I always came back at the end of the day. So on the same track as a man, I'll say I'm proud to call you my best friend always. Best friend always.
Down, yep, my alias is gravity. I'm rapping bang royalty. but don't call me your majesty. My strategy calls it a casualty. Revolver barrel be spinning rapidly, hustling flow over thought and battery. I'm built for this anatomy. Can suit you after me. Wear my bandana, be living life not a fantasy. Pinning out of sanity, plan to be in position. Damn, it's a lot of haters, but none is my competition. They don't want your boy to glisten a little or even shine. Ain't giving a fuck about how they feeling, I'm getting mine. Spending time like fair change, the grind ain't a fair game. Ain't no dropping the dime, can't say a damn thing. Get money, campaign, no hustle, then you can't hang. Fuck you, pay me punk, simple and plain, remember my name. Yeah, the streets is my playground, forever throw the set up, yep, but I stay down.
I know what change don't come, no guns, I'm down for anything. If so, if they want funk, pop drums and let them semi-bang. So true, but I'm so real, don't ride, cause I am general. Gangsta real, so deadly insane, no brain, so busters better know, oh. They better know, oh. They better know, oh. They better know. If you're rolling with me, grab your heat, it's time to ride. Cause we forever down, let's burn this city and lock this game down. A change about to come. If you're rolling with me, grab your heat, it's time to ride. Cause we forever down, let's burn this city and lock this game down. A change about to come.
No, it's a Trek official.
They don't wanna see me good, they wanna see me bad. Soon as I turn around, they put the knife in my back. Tell me where I'm from, sometimes it's like that. The wisdom to lose some, as long as you fight back. They don't wanna see me good, they wanna see me bad. Soon as I turn around, they put the knife in my back. Tell me where I'm from, sometimes it's just like that. The wisdom to lose some, as long as you fight back. Yeah. Hold up before I go and catch the plane. Let me tell you my name, show you I do my thing. I'm from the big city, all of them through my veins. Rocking the fan chucks, do it like I'm with Jella Gang. Smoking that bomb diggy, smoking that Bob Marley, that Damian Gong Ziggy. I'm blazing that raw sticky, I mean the whole raw with me and that bitch. Niggas talking like they got chips. Man, they ain't about shit for the drama. They find a way out quick. Can't wait to see the look on their faces the day when I'm straight. No more trips to the chicken store, hockey or the liquor store. More like a all you can eat buffet out of Singapore. All the graphic fan pictures, I give them my signature. While you sleeping, I'm wide awake, I'm getting my digits up. Stacking my chicken up. Picture me giving up forever, I'ma live it up. I'm high with my drink.
They
want to see me back. Soon as I turn around, put the knife in my bag. Where I'm from, sometimes it's like that. Your wisdom to lose some, as long as you fight back. They don't wanna see me good, they wanna see me bad. Soon as I turn around, they put the knife in my back. Tell me where I'm from, sometimes it's just like that. Your wisdom to lose some, as long as you fight back.
Say
I shall not kill, but I fear for my enemy. Me being a sucker is something I would never be. Before I talk to snitch, I'd rather take the penalty. Cause niggas said they hate it, they hate them turning to jealousy. Shots for my niggas, they ain't here but a Hennessy. God of War, remember the Titan like I'm from Tennessee. You talk about you getting it, you talk about it, we living it. We raw about when we fitting it, we pull the cards if you get them in. Bring them out if you bring them in. And I ain't sure if to lose, homie, I came to win. I'm a star player, subbing off the bench. I see the look in their eyes, they hating, they feeling tense. Acting like you run the building, you just paying rent. Penny balling to make a rim, but can't even hit the rim. Now look at him, you gotta feel the track. You see the realest bag of day in life,
they
wanna
see me
back. Soon as I turn around, they put the knife in my bag. Where I'm from, sometimes it's just like that. The wisdom to lose some, as long as you fight back. They don't wanna see me good, they wanna see me bad. Soon as I turn around, they put the knife in my back. Tell me where I'm from, sometimes it's just like that. The wisdom to lose some, as long as you fight back.
Thank you.
upgraded. I'm certified in the streets, my nigga, I graduated. You claim it, you crazy. This ain't crazy eight. Play the wrong call, we pullin' out crazy 38s. Nigga on that big wildin', shootin' like Ray Allen. Flow clearer than Chris Allen, I'm sippin' on Long Island. Riding in that whip with my mad money bosses. It cost to be a boss, don't wanna end up in that coffin. Eye over eagle, force around that eagle eye. Y'all niggas is see-through, peachy cream, y'all sweet as pie. Pockets never empty, cut my fingers is filthy. Them people always on it, while I'm posted on 10th Street. Get straight cash on Lexab, got ditchy bad. She walk a pass, she go. All my niggas gon' pull around, then let it loose, give and go. Concrete Mac Mentu, going hard with this pencil. Feeling like the president, the way I smoke that presidential. Smoking presidential. Oh God, I'm high, I be in the trap. Hola, choppa, I'm high. Straight cash is the team, like Sab is the scene. Fuck around, hear that, hear that. Hit that. Like a pogo, niggas don't talk, but I got him on hold. Let's say I did a fucking 110. Chopping on the block for the narrows. Copping O's like a bowl full of cereal. I'm talking about the niggas can't hear me though. I'm talking about the niggas really can't hear me though. Flow so froze, that's what it be cold. Shivering, pitching them, trying to beat me. But it's NTNC's up to get me. DT's on the block, be filthy. Fuck that mouth chair with a 10 piece. Floating around a couple times with a 50. I'm so high, I'm dizzy. We stack bread, no blizzy. Get money from rich or I'm not. Get money by the tip and the top. On a strip with a clip and a Glock. Low key with a couple. Low from the cops, I ain't tryna get knocked. Fuck around, I ain't tryna get shot. Fuck around, I ain't tryna get rocked. Summertime, we gon' open up shop. Dope fiends and broken rocks. Wet heads on a cocaine block. Needles up on the steps with aluminum foil and medicine top. Hot boys stay up the corner. I'm up the block in the coochie spot. I'm rolling up presidential. Smoking on Barack. Smoking presidential. Oh God, I'm high. I be in the trap. Hola, choppa, I'm high. Straight cash.
Block Club Videos New York and Rock Club Videos, NYC, your man, you know, .com, your man, DJ Big Stu, I'm there, man, all day. To Alan West, get your ass out of the house, man. Get your ass out. We ain't playing, man. Get your, don't make us come over there. You ain't got to concede, man. You go home and cry like a little baby, man. You know what I'm saying? But Alan, you don't have to go home and cry. All you got to do is this, man. Go home and roll you a fat one, son. And it's over. Take a... I don't know if they, you know, some of them states over there is legal, you know, just call it in.
Radio.